Raphael had a well-organized workshop, but the Sistine Madonna is painted so brilliantly it must be solely by Raphael's own hand. He was, after all, a virtuoso painter. With no surviving preliminary sketches and few traces of underdrawing on the painting, we can only partially recreate his painting process. We know Raphael must have sketched his figures first on the canvas in loose brushstrokes, and then quickly finished them, almost entirely without changes or corrections. The only signs of a special method of transferring a motif from paper to canvas can be found in the few black dots on some of the serrated edges of the papal tiara on the balustrade. During the painting process, Raphael also moved the eyes of the Virgin Mary slightly higher, most likely to make her gaze appear even more noble and sublime. The two cherubs in the lower foreground were also added towards the end of the painting process. Raphael's approach to painting the nimbus surrounding Mary and the Christ child was also fascinatingly new. The nimbus is actually a soft yellow, but Raphael has mixed it with the bright blue of the sky, so we cannot see it any other way than as a brilliant light. When you look at this work, you should imagine the colours as somewhat brighter and more luminous. They're under old layers of varnish which have yellowed and darkened down the years. But the varnish has been left, since removing these protective layers is a major task, and not one to be undertaken just for aesthetic reasons.